beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. This podcast episode is a homework assignment that was given to me by my great-grandmother, September 1st, 2019. I don't even know where to begin because this podcast episode, if I heard it years ago, my life would have been different. But I'm so grateful that I have this information because it could really impact those who are hearing this. And honestly, this podcast is all about talking about things that are taboo and topics that people don't really hear about. That's the purpose of my podcast. And so I will stay true to that and I will honor that. This podcast episode, I have been kind of nervous about. I know and I knew for such a long time that I must bring forth this information. I just didn't know how. I thought it had to be a perfect way. I thought I had to do it, you know, the correct way. But honestly, what is the correct way? Just use your voice and let the world know, or the people that are listening, let them know what has impacted your life, and it will help others as well, is what I'm, what I know, and the reason why I felt inspired to start this podcast episode. Right before this, I was having a phone conversation with a really great friend of mine. Her name is Tinkara. I met her in Bali. She lives in Bali, but I met her in India. We did our yoga teacher training together. We have matching tattoos together. We both got the heart chakra tattooed on our bodies, and this woman is such a gem of a friend, and we talk about everything, right? So one of the things that I talked to her about is one of my rituals that I do every month, and she was like, "What? Oh my gosh, like, thank you for sharing this with me, and like, wow, like, this makes sense, and like, I wish I knew about this." Like, so I'm very grateful to, you know, and it's like, it's mind-blowing because we need to talk about this more often. So what am I talking about with this episode? I'm sure you're wondering, and like, what is this episode all about? Well, this episode is all about shining light on the importance of giving back to the earth. There are so many ways that you can give back to the earth, but there is one way that specifically that I want to talk about today. And you probably most likely have not heard of this, and it's unfortunate because this is important and this is powerful and this needs to be heard worldwide, okay? Because this will literally change your life. This has changed my life, and I just can't imagine living my life without sharing this information. So I'm gonna get straight to it. Us women, we can give back to the earth with our blood, with our moon blood. So every month we go through our menstrual cycle, we go through our moon cycle, and we release blood. And what we do is normally, what we have done for way too long, is release our blood into, you know, the toilet, and then it merges with loads of shit and a bunch of other, you know, toxic things, and our blood is merging with that. Our, you know, the DNA of our ancestors, literally everything about us is carried in this blood. Our blood is literally like gold. It is gold. It literally can, it can do so much, and we are just letting this blood just go down the drain and merge with things that honestly, it does no good for it to merge, for our energy to merge with this, you know, low vibration energy. Give your blood back to the earth. A lot of women are now using diva cups. You know, we, for so long when we were little, we were introduced to tampons or pads and things like that. And then recently, these past years, the diva cup is something that was introduced to us. And I think that that is actually something so beautiful and so powerful to use rather than a tampon and pad, because, you know, our blood is just being sucked into that cotton, and then you throw it away in the garbage, and like I said before, like, your blood is being merged with other shit. And what I'm saying is, it's a love exchange. It's a love exchange when you give your blood to the plants. Do you know how good it is for plants? It is so impactful for these plants. These plants benefit greatly from our precious blood. It actually makes them grow more, and it makes them make, it helps them grow stronger, and it helps them grow faster, and it just, it truly is beneficial. You can do your research and look up, you can look it up, and you will see that the, that our blood contains three primary plant macronutrients, things that, you know, the plants need in order to survive. So our blood has that, our blood carries that. And for, you know, it's actually like a little secret that gardeners or people that have, you know, their own you know, grass or whatever the case is, if they want it to grow faster, it's kind of like a secret. They use their blood to help the, you know, the plants grow and flourish. That's, it, it should not be a secret. It should not be taboo. It should not be something that people don't know about. This is something that our ancestors have done for centuries and centuries and centuries before this modern society, you know, before we were introduced to, you know, things like pads and tampons and all of these things. Our beautiful ancestors would go out into the rivers and let their beautiful blood merge with this water, merge with the earth, and, you know, sit on the earth and let their, you know, blood flow into the earth and give it back to the soil. And it's a love exchange. Your blood knows exactly where it's going. It's so powerful. It is so powerful. It contains so much information, and that information, it knows where it's going. So when you are merging your blood, your DNA, everything about you, you're merging your blood with something that is alive, with something that is so pure and beautiful, something that is so loving and compassionate, our earth. You're merging your blood with the energy, the frequency of our planet Earth. It's a love exchange. You will feel different. I started doing this late August 2019. And the benefits for me were that my vibration altered. My vibration absolutely was increasing. My vibration was increasing so much to the point where I was receiving downloads almost instantly. Like a week later, I had very intimate contact with my great grandmother who passed away, and she reached out to me saying that I need to spread the word about this information. So I was having a full-on conversation with my great-grandma, Rose, and that was one of the things that she told me. She said, "Jareth, you must share this information." And I was so scared. I was like, what? Like, this is scary. Like, people are going to think I'm crazy. I was legit like, oh my gosh. Like, are you sure? Are you sure I'm supposed to do this? And one of the things she said is, why do you think your nickname has been Cherry? Because it kind of, to me, one of the things that I'm like, realized. So my nickname Cherry has started when I was like in sixth grade, because one of my best friends, her dad, so my name in Spanish is Jerith. So that's how you say my name in Spanish, Jerith. And he would say Jerith, and then eventually he say Cherry, 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 and he loved calling me Cherry. Like, he would call me Cherry in Spanish. Cherry means cherry. So then from there, you know, in grade school, you know, back in the days, everybody would have some type of nickname, I guess. Like, people be like, oh, my nickname is Shorty, or my nickname is like Lil Chuco. No, I'm just kidding. But everyone had a nickname, right? And then like my friends would be like, well, your name is Cherry. So it kind of stuck with me. And then yeah, so it's like since I was little. And then my grandma mentioned, why do you think your nickname was given to you of Cherry? Because to me, Cherry represents like the feminine part of us women. It represents, when I think of Cherry, I think of sensuality. I think of things that it's kind of taboo. Like, ooh, Cherry, ooh, she must be a stripper. Like, it's taboo. It's like, it makes people kind of, it might trigger people. It might excite people. It might it brings out different types of emotions from people. You can take it how you want. But for me, it's actually something very beautiful, and it's such an honor to have that nickname of Cherry. But she told me, and I started cracking up. I know it sounds crazy. You guys, you're probably like, what? You're trying to tell me you had a full-on conversation with your great-grandmother who passed away that you never met before? The answer is hell yeah. She was there so strongly. And maybe if you guys are interested, I can make another podcast about exactly how it happened and all of that stuff. But it was a really interesting day, and maybe I can talk about other experiences that I had making contact with other beautiful light beings, different light beings. It's wild, you guys, I'm telling you. And what has helped me is increasing my vibration simply by giving my blood back to the earth, because your vibration, your frequency is being increased because you're merging your blood with the earth, this high vibration. So yeah, that was one of the benefits that I felt. And then another benefit that I felt from it was that I tapped more into my beautiful sensuality. Like, this, you know, we're all sensual beings. I tapped more into that and feeling deeply rooted to our earth and more of gratitude. And it's just so beautiful. Like, it's like this beautiful connection that I feel with the plants, because like the plants are not just, you know, just plants anymore. They're plants that contain my DNA. Like, they're growing stronger and they're looking happier and all that stuff, because I'm giving them it. But this is the thing, it's a love exchange, because these plants, they're so beautiful, they're so, they carry an energy, and it's like they're blessing me as well, because they're grateful, they feel your energy, they're so grateful to receive your beautiful energy, and so they send you the love right back. So you feel this deep connection with your plants, you feel this deep connection with yourself, and lots of gratitude. So yeah, you know, that was one of the few benefits that I've received. But how cool is it, you guys, that that we have the ability to give back to the earth? We do. It's not hard. It's not something, you know, it's not something that is completely insane. Like, we've done this centuries and centuries for centuries. Our ancestors have done it. And because I believe in past lives and things like that, you have done this before, home girl. You have done this before, or even home boy. You were probably a woman in the past life. You probably have done this before in the past. You know why? Because when I first heard about giving your moon blood back to the earth, it made complete sense. Like, I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, oh yeah, absolutely, oh hell yeah, I'm waiting. Like, next time my blood my moon blood comes out, oh, you bet I'm gonna do it. Because it was a no-brainer for me when I heard about this information. It was a no-brainer. I was like, oh yeah, I've done that before. Like, it was just remembering what you've already done before, what your ancestors have already done before. It was just remembering, and just, it makes complete sense. So what I personally call this practice is cherry flow. That's what I call it. You can call it cherry flow as well. That's something that was placed in my heart, is this is cherry flow. This is cherry flow. Because I think of cherry, I think of, you know, your cherry, it's bright red. It's like representing the blood and also representing the divine feminine. And that cherry red blood is merging and flowing into the earth, into the soil, into the plants and so on. So that's what I call it, cherry flow. You're so welcome to call it cherry flow as well. I feel like there's no name for it, because this, unfortunately, this beautiful and important topic is not talked about enough. So let's call it cherry flow. Why not? Let's call it cherry flow. But I also want to say that all you beautiful men out there that are listening to this, you are not being left out, okay? Let me tell you why. You are not being left out. You can also give back to the earth, okay? And I'm gonna tell you how. Stop giving your precious cum to either the garbage can, a random towel, the toilet, I don't know, wherever you usually put it. Stop doing that shit. Stop it now. Put your beautiful cum in a specific cup that you use that will be just for your cum, and dilute it with some water. And, you know, first off, as you already know, your sperm is a liquid that literally contains life. This is powerful. Like I said, with our moon blood, our women blood, this is powerful. You literally can, this, you know, this sperm that you, that you're able to you know, create, has the ability to create life, a human being. Okay, so when your life liquid is being thrown down the drain, basically down the toilet, wherever, it's the same exact thing. You know, you will feel better when you just give it back to the earth. Just simply put it in the cup, throw it out when, you know, maybe outside your window, if it's if your window is outside by grass, or if you have, you know, just, yeah, find a way to give it back to the earth. And I think that it would be, you will feel better too. So yeah, men can do this too. It's not just women. And yeah, also, I also want to say something that's very, 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 very capital, very important. You have to, and you should, you really should, you don't have to, but you should set an intention before you give your beautiful life liquid to the earth. So set an intention. First, give thanks and gratitude for the area in, you know, the land or wherever you're giving the blood too, and also set an intention, because you know you can communicate with this living energy. These plants, this beautiful plant, these plants that I'm looking at, you know, they specifically, to be specific, I have some lilies that I'm looking at right now. They're really beautiful. I actually received these lilies from my dad, and they actually, these specific flowers that I have in front of me, they represent like the divine feminine, and they have a beautiful energy to them. I'm just looking at them right now. And then I have my apothelite crystal in the pot of this pot with my plants in there, and it's just honestly these are some really powerful plants that I'm merging my blood with, and I'm just like, I feel their energy right now. They're so beautiful. But anyways, what I'm saying is that it's important to set an intention. So one of the things that you could say is, rooting to rise, I give my blood back to the earth. And then you can set your intention, because rooting to rise, so like, you know, you're merging your blood, it's rooting down into the earth to rise, for you to rise, for this earth to rise, the plants to rise. So rooting to rise, I give my blood back to the earth, and then say your intention. So let me pick up my notebook. Okay, so this is what I have been doing. Actually, today is my last day of being on my moon cycle. So I've been on my moon cycle, and then every day these past days, I have been giving my blood back to the earth. And what I say is, rooting to rise, I offer my blood to the earth. And then I say, I am calling in travel, higher income, a perfect career, happiness, true love, beauty, laughter, good friendships. And that's it. I give it back to the earth, and then I keep it moving, go on with my day. And then when my blood comes out again, I, like, just like I said with men, women, you should also have a specific cup just for your moon blood, okay? So let me just backtrack a little bit. So how do I begin, right? So let me start off with, like, how do you begin with this? So you begin with getting a cup that is specific for your moon blood, okay? So this is specifically for this ritual that you're going to do. The cup that I have, it's like, how to explain it? It's like those cups that you use that have like a little peak at the top where you can easily pour it into something, because if it's just like a circle cup, it could like drip everything to the floor. But this has like this little opening so that you can easily you know, drop your water into, or give your water to the plants and stuff like that with it, without it like falling and dripping everywhere. So I have a specific cup for that, and then I use my diva cup. You know, if you don't know what a diva cup is, or moon cup, whatever you want to call it, it's like a silicone type of texture, and it looks like a cup, and then you fold it up, you insert it up your vagina, you let it go. So then this cup is open and receives all the blood that you release. And then when you are, you know, when you're peeing or whatever, you reach up to grab the cup, you take it out, and do not drop that cup, or do not pour that cup into the toilet. Pour that cup into your moon cup, specifically for the ritual, and then add some water to it to dilute it. And then, so now you have your cup filled with water and your blood, and then you set the intention, light up a candle, say, call in your guides, call in your angels, call in whatever you want to call in, ask them to help, call in your ancestors too, because they have done this before, and they will be more than glad to assist you in this. And call them in and say whatever you feel like saying, maybe do a little prayer whatever you want to do, and then give it back to the earth. And voila, watch the magic unfold. Sit back and relax, and you'll feel whatever you want to feel. And I don't want to scare you, because I don't want you to think like, oh my God, am I going to be contacted by like someone who's dead? The answer is no, because you'll be contacted to whatever you're ready to be contacted with. So obviously, if you're still in a place of fear and you don't want it, then it won't happen, but you will receive what you're ready for. And you know, you will start maybe seeing your life more clearly, seeing your path more clearly. You'll start feeling more connected to yourself and your calling and what you're here for. And you know, you'll feel more compassionate with others and yourself, and you'll just feel like you're blossoming, just like the flowers are, just like the plants are. And yeah, just like the plants are growing, you will as well. And yeah, I'm so happy to share this information. You have no idea. I literally been waiting for all this time, all these months, to give you this information. And like I said, I have been terrified almost to give this information for a while, but honestly, like I said before, this information is way too important for me to just stay silent. So please give me some love, like give me some love and support, because for me to like open up and talk about a topic like this, like, trust me, it was not easy. It took me months to do. So I would really appreciate some positive feedback. And you know, if you end up doing it, please let me know. Like, it makes me so happy. It's such an honor to share this information with you. It's so sad, because a lot of women keep information like this as a secret. Like before, back in the days, women of power would do these rituals but not tell other women. And that's the thing. We need to stop competing with one another. Like, we need to stop competing with one another. We need to stop, you know, I know there's a few, like, not a few, what am I saying? I know there's women out there that maybe they have like a specific like beauty routine that they refuse to tell anyone, or like a specific like recipe, or like a specific, I don't know, and they just don't want to tell anyone. And it's like, we need to start giving knowledge and sharing our knowledge, and not use this, like, not hide this information, because it's not helping anyone. Like, it's not doing service to anyone. Like, you need to understand that knowledge is meant to be shared. It's not meant to be hidden. So please share this knowledge with people that you feel comfortable sharing this knowledge with. Please do it fearlessly. Please honor your truth and what feels right to you. If, you know, adding this as to one of your practices, if this feels right to you, please do that and honor that. And this will be such a beautiful way to also connect with your ancestors, guys. This is something else I totally forgot to mention, but you will connect with your ancestors more than ever, because like, their DNA is in your blood, and so they are also receiving the benefit. It's like a domino effect. You're giving love to more than just yourself and more than just the plants. So you can connect with your ancestors through this blood. You can even claim it, like say the ancestors that are in this blood that are from the highest good that would like to connect with me, you know, you're welcome to connect with me, or whatever the case is. And it's also a good way for us women to heal our, you know, traumas that we store in our womb, because I've talked about this before, our beautiful womb area. This is where we create life, you guys. This is where we create. We are creative beings, and a lot of that energy is from our womb. And so, you know, giving our blood back to the earth, it really does help your womb as well, healing from that. And honestly, it makes you feel more connected to your blood. And it doesn't, because a lot of people think, ew, that's so disgusting. Like, blood is so gross. It's your blood, homegirl, homeboy, whatever. It's your blood. What are you doing saying it's disgusting? It literally is like gold. What are you doing being disgusted by it? And honestly, if a man is listening to this and they're disgusted because they think periods are gross, we need to grow up, okay? Because it is something that's sacred. You need to look at your woman, you know, with gratitude and respect. Like, wow, my queen releases blood on a monthly basis, and it ties into her ability to give birth and be a mother. Damn, like, I respect her. Like, this is her time to shine when she is releasing blood, because it's a time of manifestation. So when you release your blood, it's time to manifest, okay? So next time that you are losing your blood or releasing your blood, let your blood flow into the earth, but also know that this time of your moon cycle is time of creation. It's time of relaxation, also a time where you should feel at peace. You should honor yourself, honor how you feel, get grounded, drink some, you know, some cacao, some hot cocoa, whatever. Feel grounded, and time to create, because like I said, in our womb area, that's the place where we create. So it's a time when you're on your moon cycle, paint, write a poem, write your intentions, write what you want to manifest, write what you want to attract. This is a time to create literally magic. And your blood is kind of like the stamp on the magic that you're doing. Also, another beautiful thing that you can do is when you collect your blood, you can use that as a painting, okay? You could use your blood as the paint to your canvas. So with your white canvas or whatever, get your blood, mix your blood. And this is a thing people are, when I first came to my mind to do something like that, I was thinking like, well, like, literally there's no rules. Like, literally a police won't knock at your door and be like, hey, are you using your blood as paint? That is not the rules. You cannot do that. Fuck that. Like, that's not even who, like, there are no rules when it comes to creativity. So you are more than welcome to use your own blood as paint. Okay. It's a beautiful red color that you can put on a canvas. You can do that. You have the thumbs up to do it. No one can like arrest you from doing it. Do it. You know why? Because that is such a powerful thing to do. You're literally like, it's your energy into the canvas. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. So one of the things that that I heard is, you know, before you get started, so you can release your blood, put it in a cup, and then put your hands to your womb area, and then, you know, focus on your breath, focus on the intention of embodying your womb and the energy of your womb. So letting the energy of your womb come forth completely to the point where your womb is speaking through this painting. So even if your womb does feel like it doesn't feel like sunshine and rainbows, maybe your womb feels like it wants to express a difficult time that it went through. Because like I said, your womb holds all information, your traumas and everything. So it's good to send some love to it. So let your womb create art. And if it wants to talk about a traumatic experience, let your womb release that through a painting. So yeah, just listen to yourself. If you feel like doing a painting, you can do a painting. If you want to, you can do, if you want to, girl, if you want to, because, you know, people pay mad money to go to like a professional to get like blood put on their skin because it's like really good for your skin, because like there's so many benefits to your freaking blood. So people pay a lot of money to get a treatment like that. You can do it yourself, okay? You can literally, you can put your own blood. And you know what? That is something so powerful to do, because it helps you connect more to your blood and release that fear of being disgusting, or that fear of like being gross, or like, yeah, it just helps you like let go of that fear, or let go of that thought or mindset that your blood is disgusting. It's not. It's your blood. And it's so beautiful that you have the ability to, you know, go through this cycle. One of the things that I've done before is just hold my blood with my hand and just look at it. And I'm like, wow, like you just feel so connected with yourself. I'm telling you, the list is long. Do whatever you want. Just don't throw it down the drain. Is my advice, of course. Of course, it's your blood, it's your body, it's your choice, it's your decision. But I say it's time we start shining light on this topic. I'm connecting the dots, and this is incredible, because I'm realizing today is May 1st, and the day that I received information from my great-grandmother to spread the message was September 1st, 2019. It's now May 1st. It has been 9 months, exactly 9 months since this homework assignment was given to me. But you know what? I'm just like blown away, because 9 months is the time that a mother takes to give birth to a child. 9 months is the time that us women go through during our pregnancy. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Anyways, this is, to me, it's so synchronistic, because I'm like connecting the dots. I'm like, wait a second, it's May 1st, September 1st, 9 months, like, this was not even planned. I honestly had no idea that today would be the day. I just was feeling so inspired, because I was just having a conversation with my friend Tinkara about it. And I was like, you know what? Today's the day. Today's the day. And this is crazy, you guys. So, wow. I have finally given birth to this podcast episode that was planned for months and months now. So I hope you received the downloads. I hope you're feeling inspired to, you know, consider doing this on a monthly basis, and also sharing the information to your loved ones about the benefits. And also do your own research. Do your own research. Literally just go on Google and look up benefits of blood in plants or blood in earth, whatever. You're going to see a bunch of information, because this is some real shit. This is some real shit. And yeah, so thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for, if you listen for this long, you are intrigued and you are interested, or you obviously are not disgusted to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm turning this podcast episode off. So I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for listening and supporting me. Speaking of support, today at 6 p.m. Central Time, I am going to do a free live guided meditation through a Facebook page, a private Facebook page called Holistic Awakening Community by Jess McBride and Sammy Lincoln. These two beautiful goddesses are going to attend my retreat that I'm hosting, the Sacral Chakra Retreat, and these women have come together to create a beautiful community of holistic, you know, healing, and just bringing the topics of spirituality and spiritual awakenings and all of these things. It's just, it's amazing what they're doing. And it's such a pleasure, because I believe I'm the first person to do a live, I believe. I'm pretty sure. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. This is a great way to start, and come support. It's totally free. Yeah, 100% free. The option of donations is there, but it's not mandatory. It's just an option. But more than anything, I just want people to join. Like, I honestly just want people to come and receive the blessings, receive the downloads that I'm prepared to give. So yeah, today, May 1st, 6 p.m. Central Time, I am doing a live meditation. You can go to the link in my bio. Click on the link in my bio. It's going to take you to my link tree, but the first option there is free guided meditation. Click on that and boom, it takes you straight to that Facebook page. You can go right ahead and join the live video. So I will see you later today in my live meditation. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful day and namaste. Oh, wait, hold on. How am I going to leave without saying that you, my friend, are all that and a bag of cherries? Honestly, I gotta be honest, you guys. I think this is probably my favorite podcast episode ever. I mean, every time I make one, I'm like, this is my favorite one. I think this is my favorite one. I really do. So yeah, talk to you guys soon. Love you guys.